Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dublin. Nice to be here. How are you? And of course, guitar player in his new band, Dominique.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, fine. Really good weather here because we had all the time bad weather in Germany and nice to be here.
Okay. And this is Dominique's first time in the States.
That's right.
And you, Demo?
No, it's not. A couple of times I was here already in 1966, already here as a tourist.
Okay. How'd you like it?
Oh, that time was great. But this time is also great because I'm getting old and I have another perspective to see something different things.
Yeah. The weather right now is really nice. It's not too hot. That's
no, it's too hot, but it's good. If you come from Germany, it's really like a paradise.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes, I've just phoned with home and it's raining there.
Okay, so it's a nice break for you guys.
Yeah.
It's a holiday almost like.
So besides holidaying and vacationing, you guys are here to perform, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain, if you will, what you guys are going to be doing. We talked a little bit outside about the instant composition.
Yeah, instant composing, because everybody talking about improvising, because I don't like this word, because we are just making really stuff on the stage, brand new thing on the stage, and we don't rehearse or we don't probe anything before. And also, this members, so three members of the band, we play. I never saw them before, and I never played before together.
Wow. Well, that's a great thing about coming here and joining some musicians from Tommy's friends from his band Fair Flag, and people I never played with before, and I just met them yesterday, and it's going to be really
great. Yeah, it was
great.
Really nice time together with this guy just talking.
It's
going to
be
together.
Really great. They are so great. Huh? I give you the microphone so people hear it.
No, Tommy Grenas.
We played in Japan together.
Yeah. Okay, so both you guys came from Germany to play here, and you're meeting three members of the band here for the first time.
Absolutely right.
Wow.
Okay.
Four members. Yes.
Three plus you. Yeah. Okay. And so describe, if you can, the instant composition. Do you guys go on stage and talk for a little bit and figure things out, or does it just start with you guys playing a line and everyone follows? Or how does that process go?
Yeah, just you said, because each song I introduce one person on the member, and he plays at the beginning, and we make together, you know.
Oh, okay. So it's, who usually starts it off, the bass player?
Drummer. No. Just we don't have any plan tomorrow.
To me, it's like this way of making music is very unique. Back home, there's no one else doing this way, and this kind of freedom is the only way I would do something. And with Damo, it's possible. He got the audience that likes this way of doing music. And apart from Ken or from Damo Suzuki, it's very difficult to find any other musicians who join this idea. And instant composing is developed, and it means actually everyone in the band is part of putting something into it and has total freedom of changing it, if not liking it.
And also audience.
And the audience. And to feel, it's normal, you feel the audience gives something to the stage. And here it's very special, very specially strong like that. So the audience can make a very big difference.
What does instant composition add to the music as opposed to, pre-planned or written music and as opposed to totally improvised music? What does it bring to the
totally improvised. Yeah. Totally. We don't have any ideas of what happens. It's almost like a sport, you know. If you like to go to see Los Angeles Rogers, Dodgers, but if you know what happens before, you don't go to baseball. You know?
That's true. It. Yeah, yeah. You never know what plays are going to happen.
No, we don't even know, and so nobody knows.
Totally surprised.
Yeah, it's a very good attraction.
Okay, the last time that you were here in town, was that the same sort of performance, or was it a different type thing?
It's same. I make all the time same, because I think it's best way to make the music. Okay. And
so that's exclusively how you play.
Yes,
you
yes,
play.
Yes.
Wow.
It's exclusively what I do. I do nothing else this way. I can't anymore.
How does a musician like you and Damo, how do you guys prepare for that as you're in your lifetime?
It's a very long period of working on the way how to make music, what is music, to understand what the other musician would understand what I do. Mm-hmm. And it's a long way of communication. But it means other people can join this immediately if they're good.
when they are open-minded, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
So I interviewed Holger 2 years ago, and his idea was that Can learned, as you were saying, music as it's supposed to be played, and then after they figured out how to master it, they threw it all out and started again from scratch and just did things how they wanted to do it, how Can wanted to do it. Is that kind of in the same spirit of you guys not wanting anything pre-planned, totally fresh and new each time? Stems from that?
I think all the time we make something, some kind of fresh and new, and so because members are all the time different, and also the place we play is different. If we play in Los Angeles, maybe we make in San Francisco different music, you know. Still member is the same, but situations a little bit different.
So the band members from LA will be traveling with you to San Francisco?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
But just imagine, like in Japan, after two concerts, after 2 nights, Damu say, tonight we want to do something new, nothing else we played before. And we go like that on stage, and we had a very good night there.
Every time we have a nice night, because we are free.
Total freedom.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in addition to just touring, because of course you love to do it and people want to see you, you're also promoting the Damo Suzuki's Network album.
Yeah.
And the music on this was composed the same way?
Yeah, same way. All the time I make same way.
So just one take?
Yes, one take.
Wow.
One take, of course one take, because on the stage we played it, not in the studio. You know?
So you have to have a pretty swift engineer to catch all the nuances?
Yeah, sometimes not really good, but sometimes it's okay.
Okay. Should we take a listen?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to check out Walking on Fire by request. And the name of the album is Odyssey. And when is this going to be available in stores, you think? Now?
Yeah, it's now. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. This is dublab.com live interview with Damo Suzuki and Dominique, part of Damo Suzuki's network, here with you until 6. And here's something off the brand new album Odyssey once again, Damo Suzuki's network, dublab.com. Dublab.com, music right there off of Odyssey, Damo Suzuki's network, and the name of that tune right there, Walking on Fire, Don't Give Him Water. Is there any story behind the name there?
Yeah, because I'm quite sadistic.
So that's your sadistic fantasy song?
No, I make all the title after I make record, you know. Before, I don't know the titles because I don't have anything. Mm. As I told you, we don't have any plan for making music before we make on the stage.
So do you listen to it and then the name that pops in your head becomes...
Yeah, sometimes I get fantasy with something else, you know. That's
When you're singing live like that, how long does it take you before you come up with the theme where you know you're going to, you know, in terms of the lyrics and the vocalization, where you're going to take the song?
Oh, it depends on how much beer I drink before and so on, you know. I cannot tell.
So Spaceland furnishes you with,
Spaceland is something else, you know, because maybe you don't have to drink beer.
How if they give you a keg? You're going to be pretty quick-minded,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm quiet some of the time.
Great. So this one was recorded live in
Japan.
Okay, and let's see. There are some recorded in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Some. What are their locations?
Locations.
No, this album is from Tokyo concert.
Uh-huh.
We did two concerts, one in the university and one in one of the nicest clubs there, Loft.
Wow.
But we did a lot of concerts there, but we only took from one place the recordings for this CD, CD. Yes.
How did you guys decide on choosing these as the ones that go on the CD?
Oh, shall I talk? But I'm much better don't talk, you know, because I have three kind of decisions. First, I listen everything. And second, I drink beer.
Okay.
And third, I do something else. Then I choose pieces.
Okay. Yes. That's good. That's nice. So the members of the band, go ahead and... tell them who's in the band and what they play.
What, sorry?
The members of the band and which instruments they play.
Oh, then maybe you can read this one. I don't know because I forgot everything. Tommy Grenas plays bass and synthesizer. Dominic Ponsinger, guitar. Nicole Meyer plays drums. Alexa Schonert plays guitar, and Carlos Robalo plays percussions on this CD.
Great, and you were talking about how it's an international band.
It is international, yeah, yes.
Totally international. Yes. You have Germany, Africa, America, yeah. France,
Japan,
yes. All over.
Yeah, I like to have penguins, you know.
Yeah. So how did this band come together? Is there a story behind how you guys eventually decided to work together?
No, I just decided spontaneous. And I just called them, you know, where they live, it doesn't matter. We make in Japan some concert, and so then I called him in Los Angeles, Tommy Grenas, and that happens, you know. Mm-hmm. And because I know Tommy from 2 years before, he played as a supporting group, and so, you know, he was really nice. That's why he's invited from me, and so.
Okay, so eventually hooked up like that.
Yeah.
Cool. And we were talking about how you don't listen to much music other than what you're trying to compose.
Actually, I don't have time because I don't like to live like a passive. You know, I like to live active. That means you must make with yourself everything. You know, that it's much better because...
Always doing something.
Yes, because you have only one time life, you know. That's enough. And also, I have enough time to listen into my music, you know. For instance, for Odyssey, I should take maybe 1,800 minutes or something.
Wow.
I must listen to everything, and I don't have any time for one of the...
You did mention two bands, modern bands, that you liked very much. What are the... Let the listeners know.
I think I like Sonic Youth and Stereo Love, and so, you know, from America. You know,
that's great.
If you like this group, maybe you like this, my music also.
Yeah, it's definitely in that vein, but you can tell that, where you're coming from is definitely the roots of that type of sound.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. And let's see. So tomorrow at Spaceland, you guys will be performing. How long is usually one of you guys' shows?
Oh, it's dependent on when people is good, then we play sometimes for 5 hours.
Wow.
Once I played 8 hours, you know, it's dependent on, you know, our condition also. And I cannot say everything because I'm getting older, maybe I can play tomorrow only 15 minutes, you know.
Oh, that'd be... what was the average length of, of the performances that these were culled from?
Oh, I didn't get anything. So can you answer, Dominic?
Okay, what's the
average length of the show when you guys were recording songs for these, the ones in Japan?
What does it mean?
How long were you guys playing when in Japan?
This is originally, I don't know how many songs he cut off the concert, but it's two CDs, and every track is not less than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got gallons, and we got... we got liters, you got...
different kind of system to count.
But we all have seconds, right?
Yeah, we all got seconds.
Okay.
That's it.
Great. So this is released on your own label, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I must make my own label because I like to have freedom. Because if I work with a big company, I don't get any freedom.
That's a great example, you know, for... I know a lot of people today are going the independent route just because of that, so they can have a freedom to express themselves. But you've had full control from packaging to everything. And if you guys can't see this on the camera there, this is a beautiful package.
Yeah.
It's a booklet, double CD, instead of the usual double CD jewel case mess. We have an inside double CD holder here. It's great. And it's two CDs worth of music, and it's out in stores as we speak. Distribution is it self-distributed, or did you go through a distributor?
Oh, I don't know who make this one. You know, I think one is a Eurorock in Portland and so on. And actually, Inner Space making this one in San Francisco.
Oh wow! Yeah. Okay, and these will be on sale during your gigs.
Yeah.
During your performances?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great.
We should get some money, you know.
Okay. So we were talking off the air about the particular drummer in the group, and you said there's a particular track on the second disc where she's
she's really nice.
It's the second one?
Dance the second, yes.
Okay, so we should be taking a listen to that?
Yeah.
And here we go. It's on Damo Suzuki's Network Odyssey. Once again, the name of the album, self-released for total freedom of expression. Here's the song Dance of a Thousand Tarantulas. Real quick, is there a story behind that title?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I've been so much drinking. 1,000 beers.
And we hear with that, with 1,000 beers and 1,000 laughs, it's Damo Suzuki's Network on dublab.com. Dublab.com. Music there from Damo Suzuki Network. Once again, our special live guests in studio. The album Odyssey out now on Damo's very own label. Is there actual name for the label?
Yeah. It's called Damo's Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And the name of that one right there was Dance of a Thousand Tarantulas. Inspired by 1,000 beers, you say?
Yeah, besides that, I smoke.
Okay, yeah. Outside, we found a secret that Damo thought was...
it's not my secret.
Yeah, well, that was taboo to talk about on American radio, but it's not. So let him know your other inspiration besides beer comes from...
yes, you told me all that.
some nice smoke once in a while.
Yes.
And outside, we were talking about just the your singing in general. And we touched on some interesting points as your preference for language.
Yeah, just I make some kind of words with my own language. It's not Japanese. It's a Damo word. And because I don't like any to put any kind of textures, because it's not more free if you listen into my music 20 years later or something. Because I like to make a music which you can listen if you are able to live 120 years. After 120 years, you can listen this music and still active, you know. That's point.
Timeless music.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And when was that? When did you... I guess not discover that, but realize that's what you wanted to do.
Oh, actually, I did already from the time of together with Ken already.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the pieces I have no texture at all, you know.
Okay. Soup comes to mind.
Yes, something. Yeah. Yeah. For that, I must have maybe 5 or 6 joints, you know.
That's the story behind that one.
Oh.
Behind most of that album, maybe.
Yeah.
So you were talking about, of course, this is Dominique's first time in the States, and he likes it very much. But you were also talking about how you were here during the later part of the 60s, and how San Francisco was pretty much the epicenter of music here.
Yeah.
And so your musical involvement in that time, you said, was managing some bands.
Yes, I did only as a manager for Japanese kids, and so I was also a kid, about 16, 17 years old. Okay. And, you know, just I managed it because I needed some money to get some new hot record from America or something, you know. That's
or some nice Italian shoes, maybe.
Yeah.
So how did you even begin to touch into music? How did you figure out that's a good way to get started in terms of managing? Did you just know people, or did you think of it on your own as to start managing?
Actually, I didn't make so much money. That's why I cannot say I was a good manager, but I was... I was interested about one school boys and they are playing stuff from Young Rascals and so such a time. You know?
What was the name of the band?
Oh, I cannot remember. Maybe even they don't have a name. You know?
It wasn't the Spiders or the Mops or anything?
maybe that sounds, you know.
Sounds familiar. Yeah. So talk about your transition from managing to vocalist.
Yes. Oh, I didn't make any planning with my life and it just happened, you know. Yeah. Maybe everybody knows what happened with Holger and Jackie and so that's why I don't like to explain now.
So you made your trek from United States to Germany?
Yeah.
And how did they happen upon you? Just on the street or?
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And thus began the Can legacy and it continues now. I was telling you earlier, it seems like a lot of musicians from that era that shall remain nameless really don't really do the music, not really that they used to do because everyone has to progress musically, but their feeling is just not the same, but somehow you've retained it. What do you credit?
What I credit?
Is, you know, as your way to keep on with your initial energy and feeling in the music. It's just continued all through the years.
Yes, I must make it like that because I told you before, because life is only one time for everybody and that's why I must keep on going with this one. I'm sure quite when I'll be 80 years old, I make a music. Maybe it's same music, but it doesn't matter because it's me. You know, that is the important thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody is trying to make somebody else's music and just they are slave of the music industry and something like that. And they don't have any kind of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But I have freedom, you know.
Yeah.
That's important.
Okay. It's funny how we talk about how, you know, you guys wanted to keep things independent now, but a group like Can was on New Way.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, how was it then? Why was a major label more open to something as free as Can, and now it's just not, you know, it's just not possible that a group of Can's caliber or even of Can's experimentation can even attain a record label today on a major.
Yeah, I think it's just a business, you know, since maybe 20 years, only business.
Yeah, business is.
Yeah, everybody like to see money, you know, that's.
The business has taken over the music
rather
than.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's nothing to do with my life. Because you cannot carry on what you made in your life if you die. You know, it's a done matter.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once again, the album Odyssey, named after anything in particular? Or?
If you like. if you like, then put the fourth piece.
Okay.
Over first album because it's something different.
Okay, without piano. Okay.
Yes.
So the name of the album is Odyssey. Is there a story behind the name of the album or?
No, actually not. Just put it everything together.
Okay.
It's if you go to some kind of museum and watch out paintings, you know, kind of things like that.
Okay. So Damo Suzuki's Network Odyssey, the name of the album on Damo's Network Records, independently made. Along with a really talented band, we have Dominique here with us. He's lead guitarist. Do you have any projects solo that you might be doing yourself? That you want to talk about maybe coming up?
No. I made one solo album in London, and I make another one. It's called the first one is called the first. The second one is called the second. But this
typical Dominic.
But this is something else. I mean. This is like studio recordings and not instant composing. It's more the opposite of that. yeah, it's just the opposite of that. It happened. But my heart belongs to this kind of work here.
Okay. Yeah. Now, were you introduced to this sort of thing through Damo, or was it something you were into for a while? And
I was a professional musician. and doing what everyone does. But one day I come from Amsterdam back home to Cologne in Germany and I met Jackie Liebezeit and Roscoe G, who was bass player of Traffic with Stevie Winwood. And who was bass player with Can in Cologne. And I wanted to to join these great musicians, to become more musician, to mm-hmm. learn from them. And somehow Can was just finishing. They split up.
And what was that, the late 80s?
Yes.
Yeah,
middle 80s something.
Yeah, something.
And we, not only that Can split, this great band split, you know, it was also that Jackie and we all felt we start again. Mm-hmm. I mean, Can was a band that started again, you know, with everything.
Yeah, like what they were doing in terms of and the way they were raised musically, they just abandoned it and started again. So there was that. There was like a second incarnation of them doing
second,
that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So that time, I mean, we didn't have a singer. Damo was not there.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm was not there. I mean, we did concerts with the roadies, so-called roadies, the people that put up the equipment, you know.
Yeah.
They were singing with us.
Yes.
You just had any random vocalist.
Yes, and we really put questions behind every note, you know.
Yeah.
And restart everything. And luckily, someday... Damo made it for a concert with a roadie of Can.
Wow.
They were singing together.
Duet.
Yeah,
a duet.
Yeah. Yes. And that was...
Did you guys harmonize? Or?
No.
It was great.
It was great.
I have a cassette of that concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just told Damo he didn't know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. But what was your question?
Well, let's... How about a new question? What's one thing you've
My
taken...
My solo project.
Oh, that's right, solo project.
This only happened then when I thought, well, there's more what I like to do than what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime I had time to put that in my home on tape, mm-hmm. ideas, you know.
Yeah.
And people helped me and told me, just do it, yeah. And so... The solo albums became a reality, but I never wanted them to become my reality because I like the work with other people.
Yeah.
I feel very lonely.
As a solo
being
artist.
A solo artist, yeah. It's very lonely.
Were you a singer songwriter, or were you the kind who wrote music?
Through my whole time, I'm doing professionally music. I always do my own work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only as amateur musician, that's the way we say amateurish musician.
Uh-huh.
We cover, we start like that. You
yeah,
know? But
yeah.
I gave up. You know, luckily, I become. My mind goes to make my own music.
Mm.
Yeah. Absolutely, only my own music.
Wow.
And with Damo it's possible, and with not very much people I know this is possible.
Working with Damo, what's one thing you've taken away from the experience that that you treasure as, you know, what's one thing you've learned from Damo that you really the greatest experience with
it's
him?
It's very much I learned from Damo.
Thank you very much.
Very much.
I paid him before. I paid him $20 and that's why he should say that.
Say that.
No, it's hard to explain this, but Damo's way of making this freedom reality, you know, and how to put that in your personal life. I'm working on that. I don't know if I ever reach that. He's
stupid. Don't say about
he's
that.
He's absolutely far, very good organized.
Yeah.
You know, it's no chaos. It's not.
That's the thing with this record. Although you guys are saying, you know, it's completely instant composition. It's just so together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just an amazing thing to put together like this.
That's by instant composing, because we are together.
Yeah.
If it's not together, just improvisation. It's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
So people say, what kind of music we start? Explain what kind of music is this. This is not punk rock, this is not electronic, this is not techno, this is not rock. Get away from all this. We say, that was before Damo came back. we say this is a Mediterranean old music on modern instruments.
Oh, wow.
but if somebody asks me which kind of music I play, I say I play only good music.
Yes.
Right on.
See,
so
he always got it.
Real quick, what do you think of the term krautrock in reference to Can? Did you guys ever embrace that or?
Oh, and sometimes I play with Manny Neumeier from Google. Mm. And I have some contact and so on, but actually I don't like krautrock. I don't like this
did
word
you like,
krautrock.
Did you like the word krautrock when people described Can?
No, I don't like this.
Did any of the members?
No, I don't like things like that. Somebody makes some kind of category, yeah. And this is this, and this is jazz, this is, you know. Just I like to play music. Music is actually, you shouldn't have to make any kind of difference between. And we play, Japanese people say, I make some kind of free rock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also not correct, you know. Yeah. Just I like to have some kind of situation. Somebody like to hear my music, that's Damo is playing, that's enough, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we make every time different.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about Can. It's people say Can, krautrock, and then you hear the movement of krautrock, and then you hear Can, and there's really not much similar, you know. Can was really its own entity back then, so it was really it's really funny how that term sticks to you guys, but you guys are definitely, you know, one degree left of all that.
I think we had so different kind of the people, because Yumi and Holger was studying classic music and modern music. Jackie was a free jazz drummer, and Michelle was a rock guitarist, and I was just hippie, you know.
Yeah.
And every kind of thing together, and that's why maybe it's good, is, you know. If you make with same kind of musician together, maybe you cannot get so much things together.
What were there any influences at all when you started singing?
No, actually not.
No influence?
No, because I didn't like to be a singer.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're glad you did.
I wanted to like to be a president of the United States.
We'd probably be in a lot better shoes if you were president of the United States.
Oh, thank you.
We'd be all getting smoky.
Yeah, everybody got new shoes.
All right. Thank you so much for coming down. It was really great time.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're in the Los Angeles area, tomorrow night at Spaceland, Damo Suzuki's network playing live. Do you know what time you guys are going on at all?
Tommy.
What time are we going on? I think about...
Please say after 10.
after 10 at least.
Okay, thanks. So after 10.
But come to see Michael Whitmore Quartet.
Awesome. We will. And once again, thank you guys very much for coming. Real quick, there's other releases on the label. All the music is recorded live in concert?
Yes.
Is there any plans at all to take the instant composition into the studio and just record it in a studio?
No, I don't like to go to studio because you don't have audience. Because audience is also our musicians. We make together with auditions. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And with that said, thank you very much, Damo Suzuki's network, coming through to Dublab. Once again, we're out of here. Do stay tuned. More music coming up here on Dublab. And do look forward to this on the archives if you guys missed any of it. It will be up in the next week or two. And make sure to support the album Odyssey, Damo Suzuki's network. We're going to hear one more. You wanted to hear track 4 on the first CD, correct? Without Piano?
Yes.
And the name behind this one?
No, I don't tell anything. You should get smoke.
You should get smoke and stay tuned, dublab.com.